Welcome to Moni Talks Tech and Other Things, the podcast where service-based business owners and coaches like you can walk away with simple tips and tricks to level up your business and defeat the ultimate end boss, your dreaded tech setup. Are you ready for this? Then let's go. Welcome to the very first episode of Moni Talks Tech and Other Things. I am so excited to have you here, and this is new. This is a brand new creation that I'm really excited about. And how did we end up here, you might ask? Well, I've been doing podcasting for a very long time already, but mostly about things that I have nothing to do with work. It's a geeky feminist podcast. It's called Geek Herring. I do this together with my co-host Amanda, who is amazing. And we've been doing it for 4 years, but it kind of never really 100% crossed my mind that I could actually do this for business as well. But very recently, I had a conversation with my coach. Hi, Serena. And we talked about how I sometimes struggle to go live on social media, and mainly because I have this weird requirement, and if you're a friend of mine and we know each other IRL, you know that this is a thing, then I just like to have showered before I show myself anywhere, which sometimes when you work from home is not, well, let's not call it not a necessity. It is a necessity. I'm very clean. I'm not like this trash who is not showering or whatever. I do shower regularly, but I like to have dried hair when I show my face anywhere, which sometimes keeps me from showing up online. So this is why the podcast is a great idea, because you would not know what I look like right now. I could be naked for all you care. I'm not going commando here, so just to make you feel more comfortable, you're not listening to a weird Austrian lady sitting naked in front of her computer talking about tech stuff. This is not what's happening. I'm definitely wearing clothes, but yeah, it's just this one step that I try to cross, and it's just sometimes a bit too high depending on the day's mood. So this is where we're at, the podcast it is. The media of podcast is something that I personally think is so fascinating, because on social media you post something and a day later it's gone and nobody gives a shit about it anymore. You need to show up regularly, you need to show up consistently, and that's great, but sometimes life is really fucking difficult and business can be really fucking difficult, and you don't have the time, you don't have the energy, you're not in the mental health state that you want to be to show up and have people see you. So this is just a lot of pressure. And podcasting, well, I know it from what we've been doing for 4 years now. It is such an amazing slow burner. Even though the episodes can be months old, people can still find it, people still listen to it, and it's not as fast as social media is, and it gives you room. You can bulk stuff, you can create things in advance. It's just a really nice way of getting your point across, getting your shit across, and then having other people listen to you. I mean, I'm very grateful if you're actually listening to this. So, Moni Talks Tech, what will it be? Well, there are a couple of things that I have in mind. I already have written down 40 topics, which is basically covering us for almost an entire year. If you know me, you would be so fucking surprised that I have a plan for 40 episodes. Who am I? Really, I have no idea. But it's going to be a mix of interviews. I want to invite people that I know and people that I maybe don't yet know, because, I mean, getting to know new people is just the most interesting thing for me with everything. It's part of why I love community so much. It's part of why I do what I do with Geek Herring, my other podcast. It's just so much joy for me to get to know other people's lives and be a nosy bitch about it. So they're definitely going to be, we'll start out with a bunch of people that I know and care about and that have a lot to say on a lot of different topics. I'm looking forward to that. So get ready and prepared for a bunch of interviews. And also, there will be solo episodes, and it will be a combination of me giving you tips and giving you insight on anything related to business and also tech, obviously, but mostly online tech. So we're not going to talk bits and binaries, and I'm not going to tell you how to program whatever. It's going to be a fun combination and something that you can implement if you want to. And it's going to be tips and tricks like that that will make your life as a business owner online way better, which is why this is more aimed towards service-based business owners and coaches. So it can be a copywriter, a VA, a web designer, a graphic designer, and all the other amazing things that you can be online. That brings me to, who the fuck am I even? Well, as the title of the podcast already gives away, my name is Moni. I'm Austrian. I'm too old. Well, I'm not really too old, but I'm older than I look, which at this point in time is 37 years old, which if you potentially know me, you will be like, what the fuck? How can this incredibly childish person be almost 40? And if you ask me, I don't know. I don't know how this happened. I don't know how we got here, but this is where we're at now. I've been working as a service-based business owner for 5 years now. I've been starting out with VA work and then continuing to dive a bit more in my own expertise and focus more on web design and online tech setups and situations all arounding tech. And I've been doing this for a while. I've had clients who've made good money with the things that I've created. So I'm super excited to tell you a bit and give you a bit of insight into my life, into the tech that I'm using, into the things that I do. And hopefully we're going to have a lot of fun in the process, because for me personally, and I don't know if you figure this out after these 8 minutes listening to me, fun for me is really important. Like, it's one of my top tier values. And also, if you grow up a fat kid in Austria somewhere in the countryside, you need something going for you. And for me, it was always humor. So I think the one thing that I think I do have is I think I am quite enjoyable or fun to be around. So let's hope that you find this too, and you keep coming back and you will keep listening to what I have to say. Before I started this online business journey, which there will be a separate episode about this, but I used to be a designer. I started my career out as a designer in a printing company. Then I studied educational science because I'm a multi-potentialite and we kind of don't really stick to one thing for ages. So we try other things out. That's what I did. I studied educational science and I became an adult educator and also worked in social work with kids with disabilities for a while before I started my own business in 2017. And here we are, 5 years later, still going strong, still doing the things and still trying to create a life that in essence just makes me happy. And I know different people are motivated by different things, but for me, I'd rather have fun doing life than sitting on a lot of money and not enjoying myself or struggling with work and my work-life balance, which, to be honest, sometimes is really bad. I'm not going to sit here and I'm not going to tell you that everything is amazing and everything is wonderful and we just have to lean back and relax and whatever. Obviously, that's not the case. But it's a journey, and it's a journey I am on. And maybe this is also a way how you can join me on this journey. And I've walked it for 5 years now without anybody actively listening, aside from the people that I know and the people that I met along the way. But maybe some random folks will profit from what I have to say about all of this. The cool thing about being an entrepreneur for me is, aside from being able to create the day how I want to, which, if you have shit boundaries like me, that's sometimes still a real massive struggle. But what is really important to me is that I bring my own personal values into it, right? I would not work with people whose values don't align with mine. And for me, it is really important. I am a feminist. Diversity is really important to me. Queer rights are really important to me. Trans rights are really important to me. And I would not, with good conscience, be able to work with someone who doesn't share that to a degree. And I mean, in general, if I count up and if I mention all of these different things, to me, this only means I really want to be a good person. I want to live people, live their own life in however, whatever way they want to. I just want to make sure that everybody can be themselves without the fear of other people judging them, without the fear of other people harming them actively, which is why this is just a general, really important part for me in my business. And also something that I try to be really vocal about. And all that doesn't mean that I never fuck up in my language or that I never fuck up with the things that I do. Obviously, I do that on a regular basis because who doesn't? But I try to be gentle with me and gentle with the people around me that do make mistakes because we all make them. And it's about learning and growing from it and not condemning or shunning other people because, oh my God, you did this one thing wrong and this is outrageous. I think we lack a lot of nuance nowadays in conversations. Not everything is black and white. Things can be gray and things can be uncertain and things can be, some people might have issues understanding certain things and that's okay, but I think we can have a conversation about it without harming others. You might even wonder why I even bring this up on that very first podcast, on this very first episode. And I do this because, yes, this podcast is about tech and it's about business. But for me, those things belong together because I don't or I can't live my life or lead my business outside of who I am. And this is just who I am. I care about the world around me. I care about the people around me. I want this world to be a better place for everyone in it. And this is why I think it's important to talk about it and bring it up and mention it also on a podcast that will deal with online techie shit. So if you like what you hearing, then feel free to come back next week for our second episode. And in the meantime, you can follow me on Instagram at MoniRocksYourSocks, or you can find me on my website, MoniRocksYourSocks.com. And if you don't want to miss an episode, you can click the follow button in all the areas on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, and then you will automatically be notified if a new episode comes out, which will be weekly. So don't you worry. You will have enough of me very, very soon. I am super excited to dive into the depths of tech with you, and I can't wait to see you next week.